When it comes to air quality, the bad news is that wildfires and air pollution have really degraded the quality of our air. But the good news is that we're all realizing that the quality of our air, and particularly the quality of our indoor air, is really darn important. I'm so excited to tell you about Puro Air because in 30 minutes, this device will remove allergens, dust, smoke, and gases from your room. It uses a stronger type of filter called a HEPA 14, and it filters pollutants at a microscopic level. I keep my Puro Air running upstairs where the bedrooms are all night. I love that it's quiet. Cleaner air just hits different, doesn't it? Check out everything Puro Air has to offer at getpuroair.com. That's GetPuroAir.com. One more time for the people in the back, getpuroair.com. Mother's Day is around the corner, and I have the best gift idea for you. Hold on to your hats. It's mylifeinabook.com. Every week, My Life in a Book will send your mom a question via email. They will compile all of your mom or the mom in your life's answers and create a legacy keepsake book. The book becomes something you and future generations can treasure forever. I gave both my mother and my mother-in-law My Life in a Book, and they've already started responding to the prompts. When my mother-in-law received her first prompt, she said, "Oh my goodness, what a thoughtful gift." And that's what we all want, right? We all want to give thoughtful gifts. So check out mylifeinabook.com and use code SUSTAINABLE at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day, mylifeinabook.com, and use code SUSTAINABLE for 10% off today. Well, hello there and welcome back. My name is Stephanie Safarian and you are listening to episode 214 of the Sustainable Minimalist Podcast, a twice weekly show about intentional and eco-minimalist living. Now, fall is here in New England, for sure, at least. And for me, that means apple picking, pumpkin carving, sweater wearing, fire having, et cetera, love fall. And so today I'm answering a question that I received about how on earth to reduce food waste as we're carving our pumpkins and picking our apples. Now, I should say that this question did not come from a listener. It instead came from a reporter who interviewed me about reducing food waste in the fall. And so I thought to myself, wow, what a great question. Let's make an episode out of it. So on part one, we're talking about using a whole pumpkin. How do we do that instead of throwing out the guts, throwing out the seeds, throwing the pumpkin in the trash after Halloween comes and goes? What can we do instead? And then because I thought to myself, well, what's fall without apple picking? Hello, I live in New England. Let's talk about apples too. So in part two of this episode, I'm talking about some ideas for using the whole apple as opposed to just eating around the core, then trashing the core. Okay, so let's get into pumpkins first, right? You can buy pumpkin seeds at the store. They're called pepitas and they're hulled and they're lovely, but they're not so lovely because they also come in that plastic bag, right? So question one is, why is it better to use the seeds in your actual pumpkin than buying the seeds in a bag? Well, obviously, from a sustainability perspective, eating the seeds from the pumpkin you brought home from the patch is much more eco-friendly. And the first reason is because of food waste. It is prudent for each of us to work tirelessly in our homes to consume as much of a food item as possible. And that's because, I'm preaching to the choir here, but just so we're on the same page, that's because food that's thrown away does not decompose in landfills. It releases methane, which is a powerful greenhouse gas, as it decomposes. And so also when we talk about food waste, I think it's really important to remind ourselves that when we waste the inside of a pumpkin, let's say, we're also wasting resources that went into growing that pumpkin in the first place. Like if you have a garden and you're watering it every afternoon, think about how much water is wasted if you choose to waste that pumpkin. There's also the packaging problem when we talk about the pepitas that we can buy in the grocery store. Unless you are lucky enough to live in an area where you can get pepitas for from a bulk bin, your pepitas are probably packaged in plastic. And plastic, of course, is derived from fossil fuels that, as it breaks down, creates microplastics. Shout out to my microplastics episode. If you missed it, I'll link to it in the show notes. If you're wondering to yourself, well, wait, why are microplastics bad? You got to listen to this episode, linked in the show notes. And then, of course, there's the emissions problem when we're discussing those store-bought pepitas, right? Those seeds may have been harvested in a location thousands of miles from your supermarket, so they then traveled on diesel-burning trucks or airplanes for thousands of miles. And that's why I should say that when we talk about sustainable living and when we talk about reducing food waste, one of the main tenets of that is prioritizing locally grown food. One of the reasons for that is because local food doesn't come with the excess emissions problem. I guess if we wanted to be picky here, we could also discuss the excess energy that those store-bought pepitas required. The commercial seeds probably were hulled by a machine, which required unnecessary energy to run. But now I'm really being nitpicky. All right, so let's get into how to use as much as the pumpkin. Well, while the pumpkin seeds in the store may be hulled, you can definitely eat the seeds from your pumpkin with the hulls intact. And I suggest you do that not only from a food reducing food waste perspective, but also from the perspective that hulls are good for you. They contain lots of fiber. Fiber is essential. Fiber also keeps you feeling full longer. So win-win. Now, if you don't like the taste of the hulls, some people don't, I hear you. Know that you can hull them yourself. It does take a little bit more work. It includes either rolling a rolling pin over them to crack the hull but not damage the seed, or if you don't have a rolling pin, you could use a mallet or something hard, crack the hull, and then boil the seeds for 10 to 15-ish minutes, and then the hulls are easier to remove, and you just have the seed. Again, it's a little bit more work, but it is possible. Now, how do you eat the pumpkin seeds? All right, well, in my family, it's super easy. We simply separate them from the guts of the pumpkin when we're carving, and we let them soak overnight in some cold, clean water. Then I dry them. I mix them with olive oil. If you're not a vegan, butter's another option, but I use olive oil. Then I salt them heavily. Sometimes if I'm feeling a little spicy, and that's definitely a pun, but if I'm feeling spicy, I'll add a different spice, but usually just salt and pepper, roast them in the oven until they're golden brown, and then I keep them on a bowl on my counter, and everybody picks at them until they're gone, which is usually about 24 hours. If you don't feel like your family is going to eat them that way, there are so many options for you to actually consume these seeds. If you've hulled them, you could add them into bread if you make homemade bread. You could put them in pesto or add them to your granola, sprinkle them on your salad, or perhaps even garnish a pumpkin soup. And speaking of pumpkin soup, what on earth do we do with the guts? I used to be in the habit as a kid. We were really good as a kid about roasting the seeds, but we just threw all the guts in the trash. And how sad is that, right? We just threw out a big portion of this pumpkin. Don't throw out the pumpkin guts like I did when I was a kid. You can make a very tasty pumpkin soup from the pureed guts. You can also make pumpkin butter in your crock pot with the guts. My kids loved that at breakfast last year. We're definitely going to make pumpkin butter in the crock pot again. I'll link to a recipe. I think I'll link to my recipe that I used last year if I can find it. But if neither of those suggestions, pumpkin soup, pumpkin butter, sound appealing to you, just know that you can reserve the guts, put them in a bowl, put them in the fridge, and then take out a little bit each morning and put it in your smoothie. Easy breezy. Now, when Halloween comes and goes, it's November 1st, you have a rotting pumpkin on your stoop. What do you do with it? Well, definitely compost it if you compost. Another option is just to put it in the side of your yard for the squirrels. Squirrels love pumpkins. It's a great food for them to eat. It saves this pumpkin from going to the landfill. You definitely do not want to put that jack-o'-lantern in the trash bag to be hauled off to the dump. No, no, no. All right, now we're going to talk about apples. All right, so fun fact here is that we tend to assume that the core of an apple is inedible. don't we, right? Who eats the core? Well, the core is perfectly edible. And if we stop thinking about eating around an apple and instead think about eating the entire apple, that would go a long way in reducing apple-related food waste. Now, I will say here that some people don't like the seeds. They say they're poisonous. Perhaps, but you have to eat an awful, awful, awful lot of apple seeds to have deleterious health effects. So, all right, let's just say you don't want to eat the core of your apple. I'm with you. I don't necessarily think I'm going to be eating any apple cores anytime soon. But I am down with using the cores, the peels, the seeds in other ways. So when it comes to these pieces, the cores, the peels, again, my number one go-to for any reducing food waste item I want to consume it is to add it to my smoothie. I have gotten so good with smoothies this year. That's one of my biggest successes. I am like the smoothie master. My smoothies are every morning, they're healthy. So just cut up the skins or cut up the core, keep them in your fridge, add them to a smoothie. If you don't make smoothies, I understand that too. You can cut up the skins, cut up the core, cut them up real small so your kids won't notice, and add them into a batch of pancakes or waffles or muffins. Now, I should also say too here that apple peels can help keep your pots clean. You just boil the skins in water for 15 or maybe 20 minutes, and then the acid from the peels will help remove stains from your aluminum cookware. So you got a really gross stainless steel pot, just boil those skins. And side note to the side note is that if you have stained aluminum utensils, you can add those into the pot and those will get clean too. Awesome. Now, for the apple peels, you could also make apple peel tea, which is as simple as steeping apple peels in boiling water. Easy. If that taste doesn't sound appealing to you, go ahead and add a cinnamon stick or clove or star anise. And then you just have yourself this amazing fall drink, right? You could also, and this is something I've never tried, but I'm definitely doing it this year, is to roast your apple peels. Just take those peels, toss them with some spices, cinnamon, nutmeg comes to mind, and then crisp them in the oven, and you have a tasty snack that, oh my goodness, I cannot wait to try this. So those are my best tips for all of you as you seek to reduce food waste this fall. I hope I've given you some great ideas, and I know you guys have better ideas than I do. So reach out on Facebook, leave us your best pumpkin and apple food waste hacks. You could also email me privately if you're not on social media, and I will be sure to spread the eco-minimalist fall love. I will see you on Tuesday for your regularly scheduled interview. Have an amazing weekend. Go do something fall-like. Go pick some apples or pick a pumpkin. Go to the pumpkin patch and take care.